What do you want?
I told you you dropped something.
No, I don't think I did.
You dropped this here money.
No, I didn't. If you found it, someone else must have dropped it.
But I seen you drop it. You ain't calling old Dingus a liar now, are you, Missy? That wouldn't be very nice now, would it?
Then, if I dropped it, you may have it. But please, just go on and let me return to my seat.
I tell you what, Missy. I seen that there was a stock car back there that's bound to be of some soft hay. What say me and you go back there? You showed Dingus a good time. And this here $10 is yours.
What? Sir, how dare you make such a proposition to me?
Dingus pulled his pistol out of his holster, pointed it at her, covered it with his hat.
Here's the thing, little lady. You're gonna go back to that stock car with me, whether you take the $10 or not. Because if you don't, I'm gonna shoot you right here and throw you off the train.
You... Oh, you wouldn't dare! You would never get away with it!
Oh, yes I would! As much noise as these here train tracks make, nobody would even hear the gunshot. Now what do you say? Are you gonna come back with me?
At that moment, Smoke Jensen stepped out onto the vestibule. Seeing a man and woman there, he smiled at them.
Good morning.
Oh, morning! Say good morning to the man, Martha.
Good morning.
Nodding, Smoke stepped on by him and into the next car.
Well now, you handle that just fine, Martha. Now, let's,
That was as far as Pew got, because Smoke came back out of the car, grabbed Dingus by the scruff of the neck and the seat of his pants, ran him toward the edge of the vestibule, and shoved him off. Smoke turned back toward the woman, who had watched the entire scene in pure shock.
How? How did you know?
I saw that he was holding a gun under his hat. I didn't make a mistake, did I? You didn't welcome his company, did you?
No, sir, I assure you, you did not make a mistake. I did not welcome his company, and I thank you.
Glad I could be of service.